Live from Torquay, this is Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye on 94.7 The Pulse.
16 minutes after 9, it's great to be back at Cafe Moby in Torquay, and a great program lined up this morning, including Rose Hodge joining us a bit later on, and of course Richard Miles, the federal member for Corio. But now I'm pleased to welcome Tim and Ray to our broadcast position. They are members of the Torquay Men's Shed. Good morning to you both. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for coming down this morning. Now, first of all, just tell us about what the Men's Shed is actually about.
Well, it's hard to put it in five sentences, but basically it's a place where men can get together and hang out, really. It's a place where we're alcohol-free, and guys can come in, just sit down and chat, socialise. Mm. We find that, particularly down here on the Surf Coast, that people move down to here on a sea change. And their circumstances either change because they lose their partner, and they just get depressed. So if they can come down to us, if we can get them for, say, 3 weeks running, we can probably help them. Mm. We don't do anything specifically. They just join in with the rest of the mob and just chat away and drink tea and coffee and chat.
And how long have you been running for?
2007 we started, so it's just coming up to 10 years, yeah.
And what sorts of activities do you do? I mean, you say it's people hanging out, but how do people fill their days at the Men's Shed establishment?
Well, it's completely optional. I mean, probably 60% of our guys just want to come in and socialise, sit down and sit around what we call the table of knowledge, and they just talk for a couple of hours and drink tea, coffee and cake and biscuits and get up at the end of that and go home again. Mm. But we also have a comprehensively fitted out woodwork area, and we just recently opened a metalwork shed as well. So we can do most things that people require of us. We do a lot of community work. For example, we did there's a seat down behind the bowling club for the Red Cross centenary.
Mm.
The sign down on the headland.
The Lions Club sundial sign.
That's it, yeah. We've refurbished that. So we do quite a bit of stuff around the place.
And what's the process if someone wants to become a member? Do they have to pay a membership fee?
Well, first of all, rock up and see that it's what they think it's going to be, and just give it a couple of weeks, and if they feel that they'd like to join. We charge a $40 a year membership fee because it helps us pay for insurance and stuff like that, because we're a self-sustained group incorporated, so that means we have to pay our own way. Mm. But apart from that, then every time they come in, if we can get a $2 donation from them, helps pay for the tea, coffee and biscuits. Mm.
So that's how you pay for obviously those and also the actual facilities and all of the equipment that comes through donations, does it?
Donations, grants, stuff that's passed on. A lot of the stuff that's passed on, unfortunately, we can't use because it's not OH&S compatible.
Mm.
These days you have to have dust extraction ports and all that sort of stuff on woodworking material.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very careful there, but we do our best and we're pretty well right now.
Just describe the cross-section of your members. What sorts of people are joining and obviously continue to be a member?
Well, everybody really from all walks of life. I mean, yeah. We've got retired farmers, jewellers, politicians, name it. We've got the lot.
How many people?
Was it 70, I think, Tim?
Just under 70 last year, paid up members.
Yeah.
And what sort of frequency are they coming to the Men's Shed? Do you know, people mostly come once a week or once a day? Or?
Well, it depends. I mean, some people will come to singing in the shed on a Monday afternoon, and they'll come to normal shed days on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And then sort of we have different bits and bits of a cooking group as well, first and the third Thursday. So the myriad range of different activities for them, so they can choose what they want to do. But oftentimes it's once or twice a week.
Yep.
Yeah. We're situated at the back of the old police station in Price Street, and all you need to do is just turn up on Tuesday, Wednesday mornings, as Ray says. We're there, standard shed, Monday afternoon singing, and you just need to turn up, introduce yourself. We like to think we'll make you very welcome very quickly and come along for a couple of weeks, and it's not for everybody, but for those that enjoy it, they'll come two or three times a week. And Jeff, one of our members, says, he comes in feeling about one or two and he leaves feeling eight or nine. So it's, just being with blokes and mixing with blokes. We're sort of replacing the workplace that's been the key in most men's lives, that when they retire, all of a sudden they haven't got that friendships and whatever that go with the workplace. And we like to think we fill that role to a certain degree.
Because, as you've said, for some people, that's the only social outlet that they get. It's obviously a great experience.
Yeah.
And obviously, we spoke a fair bit on this program about what was happening with the Lawn Men Shed and some of the issues involved with getting it up and running there, and obviously with the neighbours and that sort of thing and noise. And most of the neighbours, like, are you in a residential area? Are they very accepting of what you're doing?
Yeah, we are in a residential area, and, it surprised us the problems lawns have, because our shed's probably within a couple of metres of the nearest premises, whereas lawns sort of probably 100 metres from the nearest premises. So why people would complain about what we do is beyond me. We try to stay on good terms with our neighbours. We speak to them as regularly as we can and let them know that if there's any sound issues, any issues at all, come speak to us. We want to be good neighbours. We want to rectify any problems before they sort of become major issues. And we've never had any issues from neighbours at all.
I suppose you're not using power tools, at 3 o'clock in the morning and all that sort of thing.
No, so, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Which I think is what they eventually worked out with the Lawn Men's Shed, wasn't it? That the disruptions are probably going to be very minimal.
Yeah.
And a bit of common sense hopefully prevailed, and that's all up and running.
Yeah,
hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so if people want to join, all they have to do is come on down and see you guys on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
There is a phone number too, isn't there, Ray? You might get it out. The contact number. Okay.
Let's. What is our contact number?
0498.
Yep.
972-864.
Fantastic. Well, good on you guys. Thank you very much for coming down this morning. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to hopefully catching up again in the future if there's any announcements that you guys have. But hopefully, you have a bit of success in recruiting some new members.
Yep.
Good on you. Ray and Tim there from the Torquay Men's Shed on 94.7 The Pulse. Great to catch up with them this morning.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.